Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Red and the Blue, the 1990s, and the Birth of Political Tribalism is a political history book by journalist and MSNBC correspondent Steve Kornacki. Published in 2018, it examines how the partisan struggles of the 1990s helped shape the intensely polarized American politics of the present. Rather than treating the red-blue divide as a sudden modern development, Kornacki traces its roots to the rise of Bill Clinton, Newt Gingrich, and a wider cast of political figures who turned party conflict into a defining feature of public life. The book covers roughly 1984 to 2000 and blends narrative history with political analysis, showing how campaign strategy, congressional combat, media politics, and third-party insurgencies all contributed to a more tribal political culture. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Bill Clinton and the reinvention of democratic politics. A central line of argument in the book is that Bill Clinton did not simply win the presidency in 1992, but did so by adapting to the fractures inside the Democratic Party. Kornacki presents Clinton as a political innovator who had to balance labor, liberals, Southern moderates, and cultural crosscurrents while still building a winning national coalition. That tension matters because it shows how the Democratic Party became more dependent on coalition management at the very moment partisan identity was becoming more emotionally charged. Clinton's rise, therefore, represents more than one successful campaign. It marks a moment when party leaders increasingly had to navigate ideological diversity while also preparing for permanent conflict with the opposition. Kornacki uses Clinton to show how modern politics began to reward flexibility, message discipline, and constant tactical adjustment, even as those same pressures weakened older forms of party loyalty and civic restraint. Secondly, Newt Gingrich and the Republican turn toward confrontational politics. Newt Gingrich stands as the other half of the book's core argument. Kornacki treats Gingrich not just as a politician who won power, but as a strategist who helped redefine how Republicans understood opposition itself. His rise to Speaker of the House in 1994 followed a deliberately hard-edged style that rejected accommodation and made conflict a governing principle. The book shows how Gingrich's approach transformed legislative politics into a more aggressive and performative struggle, where victory depended on sharp ideological contrast and constant mobilization of partisan supporters. That shift mattered because it normalized a politics in which compromise could be portrayed as weakness and opposition as moral opposition, rather than policy disagreement. Kornacki's portrait of Gingrich explains why the 1990s were not merely a period of divided government, but a period in which the incentives of party competition changed. The result was a Republican Party more unified around anti-government themes and more willing to build identity through confrontation. Thirdly, how 1990s campaigns and scandals accelerated tribal identity. Kornacki extends his analysis beyond the two main figures to show how recurring campaigns and scandals intensified partisan identity across the decade. Episodes such as the 1992 presidential race, the 1994 midterm upheaval, and the impeachment era did more than produce electoral results. They taught voters and elites to interpret politics as a zero-sum battle between camps. The Clinton years are especially important here because personal scandal. Congressional investigations and media saturation pushed politics further into a realm of emotional allegiance and distrust. Instead of seeing institutions as places for bargaining, many Americans increasingly saw politics as an arena for defending one side against the other. Kornacki's value as a historian is that he links these events into a broader pattern rather than treating them as isolated controversies. He suggests that repeated conflict, especially when filtered through television and elite messaging, help turn partisan identification into a core part of social identity, not just a preference about policy. Fourthly, third-party insurgencies and the outsider politics that foreshadowed Trump, the book also pays close attention to outsiders such as Ross Perot, because Kornacki sees them as part of the same political transformation. Perot's 1992 run mattered not only because it disrupted the race, but because it revealed how much anger and alienation existed outside the two-party mainstream. Kornacki connects that moment to the later emergence of Donald Trump, suggesting that the appetite for celebrity outsiders and anti-establishment politics was already visible in the 1990s. This is one of the book's most important interpretive moves because it broadens the story beyond routine partisan competition. Outsider candidacies showed that many voters were not simply choosing between Democratic and Republican programs, but expressing frustration with the political class itself. Kornacki uses this pattern to explain why the decade should be understood as a prehistory of the contemporary era, when anti-system rhetoric and personalized political performance became central features of national politics. The book, therefore, treats third-party runs as early signals of deeper institutional and cultural dissatisfaction, Lastly, a narrative history of how media, personality, and polarization became fused. One reason the book stands out is Kornacki's method. He writes as a journalist, but he uses that background to produce a broader historical synthesis that is both readable and analytically structured. The book connects political personalities to media culture, showing how the rise of cable news, relentless campaign coverage, and highly visible individual rivalries made politics more dramatic and more tribal. Instead of focusing narrowly on legislation or election results, Kornacki treats the political environment as a system shaped by attention, narrative, and repetition. That approach helps explain why the book feels relevant to contemporary readers. It argues that polarization is not only the result of ideology, but also of the way politics is packaged and consumed, by weaving together Clinton, Gingrich, Perot, Hillary Clinton, and other figures. Kornacki demonstrates how the decade created a durable style of politics centered on conflict and identity. This makes the book useful both as history and as a framework for understanding the present. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand how modern American polarization took shape, especially those interested in political history, election strategy, and the origins of today's red versus blue divide. It is also valuable for readers who want a readable explanation of why the 1990s mattered so much to the present political landscape. Kornacki does not write a narrow institutional history or a purely partisan account. Instead, he combines campaign history, congressional conflict, media analysis, and character-driven narrative to show how a decade of repeated clashes hardened party identity into something more tribal. That broader synthesis is what distinguishes the book from many other political histories. It offers not just a chronology of events, but an argument about political development that the Clinton-Gingrich era helped establish the style, logic, and emotional temperature of contemporary American politics. Readers looking for context on polarization, outsider insurgency, and the long lead-up to the Trump era will find the book especially useful. If you would like to support Steve Kornacki, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.